Philosophie neu denken, Vernissage.
Photography has something to do with the picture we already have in mind of the world. That means we don't reach the real world, even if we are on the street, even if we, when we eat or in life. I think we understand the world through the representation we have. That's why all these spaces I'm building, they are mental spaces, even if they are really material spaces too in the studio, but they are mental spaces.
I don't know anybody who does it in Germany, so it's very interesting and a very own position and a very special position for me.
Herzlich willkommen zu einer Sonderausgabe meines Podcasts Fotografie neu denken. Mein Name ist Andy Scholz. Und das waren die beiden Stimmen von Sabine Meyer und von dem Galeristen und Kunsthistoriker Dr. Rupert Farb. Beide haben am vergangenen Samstag die Ausstellung von Sabine Meyer in der Galerie Rupert Farb eröffnet. Und weil ich mich darüber so freue, dass es wieder losgeht, habe ich mir überlegt, daraus möchte ich was machen. Und die erste Episode von meinem Sonderpodcast Fotografie neu denken Vernissage widme ich einer Künstlerin, die 1964 in Besançon in Frankreich geboren wurde und an der Kunstakademie in Paris studiert hat bei Christian Boltanski. Die Eröffnung war am 13. März vergangenen Samstag in der Galerie Rupert Farb und die beiden möchte ich jetzt ganz herzlich begrüßen. Und das ganze Interview haben wir auf Englisch geführt und darum fangen wir mit der ersten Frage auch auf Englisch an. Dear Sabine, nice to hear you, nice to meet you, and where did you make your first steps with photography?
How I started with photography is a big story. That's the main subject, actually, because I studied painting and then I made installations about my paintings in the space. And then I had to make documentary about that. So at that time it was film cameras, not digital. So you could not make them different and blah, blah, blah. And so I had to find out how to show reality of the work. And it was not possible to me because each time I saw the photograph of the work and I saw the work and something went wrong, it was wrong. And it reminds me a piece of a film from Wim Wenders. It's in French, it's Alice dans les villes. Do you remember? Do you know Alice dans les villes?
Alice in den Städten. Das ist der erste Film von Wim Wenders, 1973.
Okay, there's a very interesting moment for me because he's at the sea and he takes a picture. And it's a quick picture, you know? And so he gets the picture immediately and he compares with the landscape. It's the same thing, but it's totally different. So it means in the film, it means he will never get the picture of the real world, of what he's living. And so that's exactly what happened with me. I couldn't get a real document, I mean, from what I get. And so I was so annoyed with that, and so not angry, but it was so resisting to me that I tried and tried and tried. And that's how I began with photography, actually. Photography is the medium which is the most complicated and uncomfortable to me.
So you're looking for difficult things?
No, because when you don't understand how something works, it's a mystery. And I'm very attracted with mystery. How does it work? What is a photograph? What's that picture? What's the nature of that picture? Which relation does it has with the real world, if the real world really exists, or I mean, it exists, but can we reach it with photography? I'm sure we can't. So in a way, photography is a kind of a failure to show the real world. So it means to me, it started with that idea of a failure. And so I thought, okay, what about if I build my own things and make the photo of that? So I can, it's like an experimentation, you know? So I can try to understand, okay, I have this and I know it perfectly because I built it. And then I make the picture of it and I try to find out how it works. And actually, the subject, the final subject, it doesn't work. And I love it. I love it.
So you are looking for the gap and the magic of failure.
I'm looking for the failure. I'm putting the failure on a theater scene, you know? I'm making the failure the queen of my work. How is it that you have that perception and then you have a picture, but something, there's a gap in between the two things, and how can you understand that gap? It's a black hole for me. Because in our world, pictures are very, seems like being natural. There are thousands of millions of trillions of pictures every second in that world. But for me, a picture is like a kind of a miracle, a very weird object, actually. If you think you have something in your hands, and it's the picture, it describes what you have under your eyes, which is crazy. That's crazy.
So let me know, what is the title of the exhibition and what do you mean with that?
Well, there are two series here. One is called The Metamorphosis, which means something happened in between. So that's The Metamorphosis. And there's another series called The Aporias, which means in the same picture, you have two things that cannot be together, but they are together.
And this is also a thing I like very much in this kind of photography, that Sabine never uses Photoshop or something like that, that she makes everything analog with mirrors and with different photos and a lot of layers of photos. And this is really, really interesting and against every trend we have. And this I like. It's very consequent and very strange and very concentrated. This I like very, very much.
Ich hoffe, ich konnte Sie und euch ein bisschen anteasern und aufmerksam machen auf eine, wie ich finde, ganz gut gelungene Ausstellung in der Galerie Rupert Farb. Da bleibt mir nur noch zu sagen, herzlichen Dank an euch beide, Sabine und Rupert. Und alles Gute. Ciao, ciao. Bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Danke, Andy.
Au revoir.
Vielen Dank. Tschüss. Ciao, ciao.
Fotografie neu denken, Vernissage.
Die Ausstellung läuft noch bis zum 30. April 2021. Und wer mehr wissen will, der kann das natürlich tun und entdecken unter www.galeriefarb.de. Und natürlich, wie gewohnt, auch nachlesen in den Shownotes zu dieser Episode. Vielen herzlichen Dank fürs Zuhören. Bleiben Sie gesund, bleibt gesund da draußen. Alles Gute und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ciao, ciao.
Fotografie neu denken, Vernissage. Eine Produktion von Studio Andy Scholz 2021.